The victims of open borders, Laken Riley becomes latest American woman allegedly killed by illegal alien. By John Binder on February 25, 2024. Laken Hope Riley, the 22-year-old Augusta University nursing student allegedly killed by an illegal alien released into the United States, is the latest American woman to fall victim to the federal government's inability to enforce immigration law. Laken Riley. On February 22, Riley went for a morning jog along the University of Georgia's campus in Athens, where she had transferred from in 2023. When she did not return, her roommate called the police, who started a search for Riley. Riley graduated from the University of Georgia and had started nursing school at Augusta University's Athens campus. Riley had been an avid runner since her time in high school, when she ran cross country in Woodstock, Georgia. Only hours after Riley left for her morning run, her body was found in a wooded area near Lake Herrick. Police said Riley's body showed visible injuries. The following day, police arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra, an illegal alien from Venezuela. Ibarra first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022, as part of President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, where millions have been released. Ibarra was freed into the U.S. Interior with Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials citing a lack of detention space to keep him locked up. According to DHS sources, Ibarra should have been deported from the U.S. in September 2023, when he was arrested in Queens, New York, for injuring a child under the age of 17. Instead, thanks to the city's sanctuary policy, Ibarra was released from jail rather than being turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Ibarra is now charged with Riley's kidnapping and murder, as well as aggravated battery, aggravated assault, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of a person. Molly Tibbetts. The murder of Molly Tibbetts is perhaps the most similar case to Riley's. On July 18, 2018, in Brooklyn, Iowa, University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, 20 years old, went for a jog when she was confronted and then chased down by then 24-year-old Cristian Bahena Rivera, an illegal alien from Mexico. Bahena Rivera, convicted of Tibbetts' murder in May 2021 and sentenced to life without parole in August 2021, kidnapped Tibbetts, stabbed her up to 12 times on her head, torso, hand, and neck before dumping her body in a cornfield and covering her in corn stalks. Though he continues to profess his innocence, Bahena Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body more than a month after she had first gone missing. Bahena Rivera was able to work on a dairy farm using a stolen ID and social security card after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border at 17 years old. There were no indications that DHS ever had Bahena Rivera on their radar. Kayla Hamilton. On July 27, 2022, just days after Kayla Hamilton's 20th birthday, she was found dead on the floor of her bedroom in Aberdeen, Maryland. According to prosecutors, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member went into Hamilton's bedroom, strangled her with the cord of a phone charger, raped her, and robbed her of $6. Hamilton, during the struggle, called her boyfriend for help, but the call went to voicemail. Hamilton's murder can be heard in the more than two-minute-long voicemail. The illegal alien MS-13 gang member was arrested in January 2023 after it took police months to search for the suspect in Hamilton's murder. In May 2023, a bombshell report released by the House Judiciary Committee revealed that the illegal alien MS-13 gang member had been released into the U.S. Interior after arriving at the southern border in May 2022, posing as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, and claiming to be fleeing gang violence in his native El Salvador. Years before his arrival, though, the illegal alien MS-13 gang member was arrested in El Salvador for illicit gang affiliation. After arriving at the border, DHS officials failed to check the gang member for gang tattoos and did not call authorities in El Salvador to check if he had a criminal record or gang history. The illegal alien's affiliation with the MS-13 gang was discovered after Hamilton's murder by the Aberdeen Police Department, not DHS. To discover the affiliation, police officers simply called authorities in El Salvador. Angel mom Tammy Nobles is now suing DHS and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with a $100 million wrongful death suit for the agency's releasing the illegal alien MS-13 gang member into the U.S. only months before her daughter's death. Kate Steinle. The case of Kate Steinle has become synonymous with the damage illegal immigration can often inflict on American families. On July 1, 2015, 32-year-old Kate Steinle was shot and killed while walking along Pier 14 in San Francisco, California with her father. The man who fired the gunshot that ultimately killed Steinle was a 7-time convicted felon and 5-time deported illegal alien named Jose Garcia Zarate. After shooting Steinle, Zarate was caught on surveillance footage fleeing the scene. Only days after the shooting, Zarate admitted in a television interview to shooting Steinle and said he had chosen San Francisco to reside because of the city's fierce sanctuary city policy, as well as California's sanctuary state law. In April 2015, following an arrest for drug charges, Zarate was released by local police in San Francisco despite ICE agents requesting custody of him so they could deport him again. Less than 4 months later, Zarate shot Steinle, causing her death. On November 30, 2017, Zarate was found not guilty of murdering Steinle. Zarate is facing charges in Texas for re-entering the U.S. illegally numerous times. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.